Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Daniel Bowen's with me now, and he's got a couple of, he's a nice horse going around. How are you, Daniel?
How are you, Cozzy?
Mate, I'm good. Queen of Kingston, you drew barrier 8.
Oh, well, that's a good barrier for her in the middle, because she can be, even though she does, will probably race forward over the 1,400, she can sometimes be half a step slow, so I'd rather draw in the middle. That way, if she half misses it, well, she don't get boxed in on the inside, which she doesn't like, so...
In those big fields, it's nice to draw out around there, isn't it? Around the 5 through to 9 sort of alley?
Oh, well, it gives that option, but especially Grafton, if the rain that comes that is forecast, you generally don't want to be on the inside. So it gives us that option. So, yeah.
Now, you've had 7 goes on the soft for 3 wins and 2 seconds. You've been placed 1 only on the heavy. So the sting out of the ground is not going to be a disadvantage, wouldn't think.
No, she's pretty versatile. She's equally as good on a firm track or right through to a heavy. So I'm not concerned. If we do get the rain, it'd be probably help her even more.
All right. Now, you gave a good let up, and she goes well fresh. When you look at her form, second up, terrific. 3 goes, 2 wins and a 3rd. You've given her a 15-week let up. 3rd the other day at Ballina over the 1,000. She got home nicely. So you're going into the second up. This is the plan.
Oh, well, it isn't, because she came in a fraction late. So I had to sort of pull a rabbit out of me hat and try and formulate some sort of plan to get there and sort of, you know what I mean? Like she's second up to 1,400, which isn't ideal, but it is what I was given and the option I only had. She's good second up. What was the stat there? Is it two for two?
Yeah, second up, you've had 3 goes for 2 wins and a 3rd.
2 wins and a 3rd, yeah. She's a bomb second up. She likes Grafton. I think she's 2 for 2 at Grafton. Is that right?
And
the other day at Ballina, I mean, she went back from an alley. She got home. I looked on punters. You know, she ran 32.5 the last 600. So, I mean, she flew. And, I mean, you know, second up, hopefully she can. If she runs 1-2, I mean, third run back, if we do make it to Sydney, she's probably even going to peak better there. So, but we'll get the Sunday out of the way first, and we just got to make it. So.
Late last year, you threw the earmuffs on a pre-race. Was she just getting a bit hot in the yard?
She's had a long history. We bought her as a yearling in Melbourne, and she never raced till she was 4 years old, and she had a lot of trouble with the shin soreness. You know, and she and temperament-wise, she actually broke my partner's leg in the barriers before she even had a start. So she's always been a bit of a handful, and you got to lead her out onto the track and things like that. But, I mean, she's progressively getting better as she gets older. So, yeah, just the management thing with it.
Finally getting a bit of common sense into her.
Oh, yeah, she's just got a bit of spunk about her. But, I mean, it's all about management and doing the right thing and working your way around it. And she, like I said, with experience, she's getting better. So.
Well, good luck on the weekend. It's nice to have one in the country championship qualifier. It's a fantastic thrill, Daniel, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. That's what, you know, in being in the country, and her owner, Stephen Butcher, he's a big supporter of mine. And at this stage of our racing is, the country championship is what we all aspire to now. So, I mean, it's good for the owner and it's good for me too. I mean, if we can have success in a race as such, I mean, it can only do good for my career and things like that. So it's good on both parts of the owner and the trainer.
Yep, terrific. Good luck on the weekend, Daniel.
Thanks, Cozzy.